Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And somebody else who thinks it's the greatest nation on God's green earth is Chris Matthews, who for 20 years was the host, the proprietor of Hardball on MSNBC. He is the author of many books, some of them the ones that I've read, actually. They're all good, I'm sure, but the ones that I've read and that are truly outstanding have to do with Ronald Reagan and his partnership with Tip O'Neill, who once upon a time was the boss of Chris Matthews. He worked in the congressional office of Tip O'Neill, the one-time Speaker of the House. He has also been the author of books about John Kennedy and Richard Nixon. And part of the friendship and rivalry between these two young guys who came to Congress at the same time. And Chris, if I could, I want to ask you a question that came to me this morning when I was looking forward to talking to you this afternoon. Is that Nixon and Kennedy, when they were running against each other in 1960, they were two young guns. They were both young men. Nixon was 47, Kennedy was 43. Right now we have two oldest men, the two oldest serious candidates for president ever, one of whom is 77, the other of whom is 81. Do you see any real similarities between that choice that we had in 1960, which set records, by the way, for voter turnout, between Richard Nixon and John Kennedy, and the looming choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden?
God, I don't think there's a comparison. I mean, in terms of acuity, brain power, it's very hard to match Nixon, and Jack Kennedy did so. People that talked about how he was better looking and all that, and that won him on television, well, I think that's a little simple-minded. If you go back, and anybody can do this on YouTube, just go back and on Google, just go back and watch the opening statements by Kennedy in the first debate with Nixon, and just watch it. They didn't have teleprompter. They didn't have anything on notes. They weren't allowed to have notes. His first 8 minutes won in the election. He said, this debate's about domestic policy, but let's not forget the Cold War dimensions of this and what it matters to the world. And his articulation was so strong. I don't think either of these guys today are able to do that. And Nixon, of course, has proved like in the Bohemian Grove and places like that, he's gone to speak. Where he's been able to, even the Kennedy people were overwhelmed by Nixon's ability to make a statement to the American people. And his connection, as Ted Sorensen, who was the brilliant speechwriter for Jack Kennedy, said, Nixon could connect with the American nervous system like nobody on earth. And I know Biden or Trump is trying to do that, and he can do it, and he may be able to win again. But I think the intelligence that Nixon put into politics was serious business, and Kennedy's strategic ability. As I say to people, how many people at 8 o'clock in the morning after winning the Democratic nomination for president, at 8 o'clock in the morning, he all by himself got on the telephone and called up Lyndon Johnson in the same hotel, the Biltmore in L.A., and offered him the vice presidency. In that one stroke, he got the two Carolinas, he got Georgia, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas. He did all that in one morning. There was a strike of genius, and it made him president. And I think if you look at the history of Jack Kennedy, it goes back to a lot of stages where he called Mrs. King, Martin Luther King's wife, Coretta, when her husband was put into jail in Georgia. And he made that connection with the black community that just swept past Nixon, who had been working with the black community as a member of the NAACP, as a friend of Martin Luther King, as a friend of Whitney Young's, especially of the Urban League. And Kennedy just in one sweep was able to bring the black vote together with him. So I look at people of strategic minds. I don't think Biden or Trump are able to do that kind of thing. in the sweep of history.
But one of the things that I've been thinking about, and I think every American has, is this is a very disappointing choice this year. Nobody's particularly enthusiastic about President Biden. I know there are many people who are enthusiastic about President Trump, but this is a tough choice, and it seems to me that it raises some questions about the system that we have of campaigning for president and choosing nominees. Do you believe, with your knowledge and your life experience living American history, that maybe we should take a little bit of a few steps back and deal less with big, sweeping primary campaigns all across the country and go back to empowering those legendary guys in the smoke-filled room who knew the candidates and could pick somebody who might actually be a great president?
God, it's a tough call because there were really moments in history which are fairly recent. I mean, when Harry Truman was made the vice presidential nominee in 1944, with the party knowing that Roosevelt was dying, more so than he knew he was dying, they were able to make the right choice rather than Henry Wallace, somebody on the far, far left. They were able to save the presidency. The people like Harry Truman himself who would go to Eisenhower and say, we want you to replace me in 1948 with all the, even the Roosevelt kids were with them. I think Eisenhower turned it down because he's a Republican, but these kind of decisions in the back room, even as recently as a couple years ago when we had Bob Strauss, as you know, it could engineer the removal of Don Regan as the president's chief of staff. You know, these things were done with the help of Nancy Reagan. There were forces between the voter and the president. So it wasn't just the voter voting in primaries, as you say. But there was really kind of a construct out there where you could have Barry Goldwater and Hugh Scott going to Nixon and say, you got to leave. They've got the tapes. The tapes show you were participating, if not leading the cover-up. You have to go. Where is that? You're right, Michael. Where is that middle ground between the voter and the construction of the actual presidential leadership? There's nobody in between to broker it. And I think we do need some brokering. I mean, usually we had like the establishment was backing either Lyndon Johnson or Adlai Stevenson in 60, but Kennedy came along and won the primary. So there's a conflict between a successful conflict between the primary fight and the old order. And then, of course, Mondale was able to win with the old order in 84. And so you've had that. Or Jimmy Carter broke through the old order. So maybe it's healthier to get to your point that there has to be a healthy conflict between the old order, the established power brokering, and somebody coming in to challenge it. So at least on the way to getting the job, it's getting proven to be the right answer. In other words, if the young maverick like Barack Obama is able to beat Hillary Clinton, it shows he's got something. You know what I mean? So there is a fight that goes on before we get to the ultimate choice of who our leader is.
And Chris Matthews, right now, one person who at one point was the choice of a lot of people for president of the United States was Rudy Giuliani. Right now, it's kind of hard to believe that once upon a time he was America's mayor and seriously considered a presidential candidate. What do you think has been the essence in the collapse of his career? We will talk about that and more with Chris Matthews, for 20 years, the proprietor of Hardball on MSNBC, the author most recently of This Country, his love letter to the United States of America. We will be right back with Chris Matthews on the shape of politics and the likely outcome of this upcoming and to many people, worrisome election. Will it be decided in a courtroom or will it be decided at the ballot box? We will be right back with Chris Matthews.
Medved.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, joined by Chris Matthews, for many years one of the top-rated hosts on cable television with his Hardball show. He's a former aide to Tip O'Neill, who was a great Speaker of the House, who ended up, despite the fact that he was a Democrat from Massachusetts, working closely with a Republican from California named Reagan. And, in fact, Chris Matthews has written a book about that. Chris, we were talking before about Rudy Giuliani, and today he's announced that he's declaring bankruptcy because he owes about $500 million and he has assets of about $10 million. Not looking so good and so happy for Rudy Giuliani. Once upon a time, everybody admired him. He had changed New York City for the better. He was one of our great national leaders who rallied the country after September 11th. What happened?
Well, I think there's a couple things in human decline. I mean, he really was the guy on the street corner in 9/11 and the days just thereafter where he was keeping us all calm. He was telling us what's the latest word on anthrax, and he's bringing us up to date. He was like the classic mayor or police chief standing on the curb when there's a 5 o'clock, a 5-alarm fire. He is the classic big city mayor. And then we had our differences. He was getting big a fight with him over a fight over the Wilding incident when he was telling the thing to me in my interview with him. There should be consideration of capital punishment here, and of course he tried to deny ever saying it, but I did look up to him, and I always liked him. I think booze, just to be blunt about it, I think he's been drinking a lot. I mean, you can see it. I'm letting the hair stain come down over his face. He just, the erratic, horrible behavior of election night, where he went to the president and tried to encourage him in all this behavior. And I don't know what it is. Sometimes you just get to be too big of a big shot, if you will, and you think you can talk about these two election workers as if they're below you in the food chain or something, and you talk about people in ways you should never talk about them, objectifying them. And I think this civil suit is frightening. I mean, nobody is ever going to, in his lifetime, is going to make that kind of money. He's always going to be below water, always below water. If he's going to be like OJ down in Florida somewhere. Well, you know, worrying about the Goldman family. I mean, I think this judge is going to pursue him, too, and get every nickel he gets out of if he goes into broadcasting from him.
Okay, right now, you've written books about John Kennedy and Richard Nixon and Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan and politicians that we look back on as people of real stature and real impact with worthy of admiration in many cases. Do you see any political leaders out there today who it is likely people will look back on, say, 20, 50 years from now with admiration?
Well, they're seedlings. They look good when I meet them, like Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. I think she's really got something. And maybe just because I talked to her, and you can talk to her as a person. I think there's on the left, I can think of Sherrod Brown, but he's on the left clearly, and he might survive this election. It's going to be tough.
I like
Josh Shapiro. I think Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, is very interesting. Very interesting. I mean, he has shown the development of Pennsylvania on sectarian lines. We've had governors who are Jewish, and Arlen Specter was Jewish, and Eddie Rendell, of course, and Milton Schaap. But they, like Milton Schaap, changed his name from Shapiro, and Eddie Rendell, you never knew what he was, and Arlen the same way. But he's coming out as religious. He's observant, Josh Shapiro is. I've known the guy since he was a county commissioner in Montgomery County. He's a friend of my brother's in the old days, and a bipartisan brother. I think he's going somewhere. Josh Shapiro, I would put him up there, and I think he.
What about Nikki Haley?
I think that she is very attractive as a candidate. She is very good on the stage. I think she's very good at expressing herself and timing. Her timing is very good, like Jack Germont. She knows when to go the strike and the pull back. I do think she's hedging her bets for vice president. I think she is. And it could be her or someone else, but I still think he's not going to war with President Trump like Chris Christie is, for example. Chris Christie is all out. There's never going to be a friendship there. But I think she's still being careful. I think she knows that the party is still with Trump.
And, by the way, we had Chris Christie on the show, and I asked him if he'd accept the nomination as vice president to run with President Trump. And I'm not sure his entire answer is printable. The answer was emphatic no.
He has made his decision. He has dealt with Trump close up, and I guess it wasn't it wasn't a great relationship.
No. Speaking of great relationships, can you remember a candidate for president more obnoxious than Vivek Ramaswamy?
No, and my wife is always nice because she's the former Democratic Party chair of Maryland, and she's very partisan, and I'm a little more private on those things. I'm a little more difficult to deal with when I'm thinking watching myself. I tell you, I don't get him. There's finger points in the air, pointing in the air with the fingers all the time. What is the fingers in the air all about? What is that? Is that for young people? Who is he demonstrating that for? The point of that, when they talked about him being, are you going to vote for Trump even if he has as a conviction? And he points his fingers in the air and he says, I'm doing it again. I mean, what is this? But obnoxious is a good word for it. And I look at, here's a good comparison. Nikki Haley is actually running for something. She's hoping that she might just be able to upset Trump in New Hampshire. I think she'd like to see Chris Christie get out of that contest and maybe have a chance of knocking off Trump and doing a really something that starts the ball rolling. But what's Vivek doing? He's clowning it. He's just clowning there, confusing the whole show with what he's doing. I guess he has enough money to get in there every time. And I think it's awful to have somebody in the group that's not really running for office and somebody who really is running for office. And that's why I root for every time I've rooted for her, because I want her to do something that distinguishes this campaign in the Republican side so there is a campaign.
Amen. Last question. If you had to guess 30 seconds, who's standing up there on the Capitol steps taking the oath of office on January 20th of 2025? Oh, yeah.
Well, right now in the polls, I'd say Trump. In the polls, he's up significantly. I think he'll be significantly up again next month. But sometime the roll will stop, but he's growing. I think this thing with Colorado is helping him a lot. I think in Pennsylvania, apart from Pittsburgh and Philly and State College up in Center County, I think the state's rolling in his direction. I mean, the rural areas. I think the non-college people are going toward him. I think the deplorables line still has power. I think the opposition and antagonism toward the coastal elites is real. So I think he has a good shot of winning. I don't know what's going to happen next year, because I think the courts will decide some of the vote.
Well, we will all be looking forward and glad to get your voice in the conversation. We will be right back with an award winner for Liar of the Year. It's a surprise nomination coming up on the MedVet Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Biden administration officials are set to visit Mexico in light of a surge in migrants at the southern border.
Additional enforcement actions are urgently needed so that key ports of entry can be reopened across our shared border.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the Secretary of State and Secretary of Homeland Security will meet with the Mexican president to explore additional measures to slow down the migrant flow. The first call in over a year between high-ranking military officials from the U.S. and China took place this morning. The conversation involved Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General C.Q. Brown and his Chinese counterpart. The period known as the most wonderful time of year coincides with the highest incidence of heart attacks compared to any other time. Studies indicate a 37% surge in heart attacks on Christmas Eve, with a higher mortality rate attributed to heart attacks during the final week of December. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
And one of the year-end traditions that I think is a tradition worth honoring is the selection of Lie of the Year, which is made by the good people at PolitiFact. Katie Sanders is the editor-in-chief of PolitiFact at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Katie oversees PolitiFact's nonprofit fact-checking newsroom and its Pulitzer Prize-winning website. And she also teaches fact-checking techniques that can regularly enrich the work of journalists, social media influencers, and students from around the world. Okay, Katie, you've had some past winners who have generated a lot of controversy where people say, well, that's not really a lie. But what you're talking about this time is not one lie. It's a whole campaign of conspiracy theories. Okay, with a drum roll, please. Who is the liar of the year?
Well, our 2023 Lie of the Year goes to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for false statements he's made as he's running for president.
Well, congratulations to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. What are the best examples of some of the false statements that he's made?
You know, I think that's what's so striking about this year's election is that I feel like I could go on and on. We went back and listened to a lot of the interviews he's given this year, particularly on podcasts that are long form, and he's really buckled down on a number of views that have been disproven for many years. So I think first and foremost is the claim that he believes vaccines can cause autism. And this has been debunked for two decades, just about. He wrote a big article in 2005 in Rolling Stone and Salon that ended up being retracted and really disavowed by scientific community. So he's still holding on. He still says, show me the proof and I'll change my mind. But he's been shown the proof and he apparently has not changed his mind. He also repeats a lot of claims. And one of those that we hear in, I can't say every interview because I'm a fact checker, but in many interviews, he talks about vaccines for children not being tested, in pre-licensing studies and things that sound very official. When we talk to medical professionals and people who know vaccine development very well, they say actually vaccines are among the most tested medicines out there. They're more tested and held to higher standards than a lot of drugs because of the consequences of being injected with something.
And let's make it clear, we're not now talking about the controversy surrounding vaccinations for COVID-19. We're talking about very well-established vaccinations, which have been increasingly rejected by American parents. There was a piece today about Idaho, where they have a soaring rate of measles and chickenpox and mumps and childhood diseases that kids are supposed to get vaccinated for, but there are now opt-out provisions and polio, for instance. The polio vaccine actually does work. Maybe we can give people a flavor. This is a composite that I believe you guys put together, some of our RFK Jr.'s lies from 2023. Listen.
I have never told the public avoid vaccination. I've never been to any vaccine. COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. We are developing ethnic bioweapons. That's what all those labs in the Ukraine are about. They're collecting Russian DNA.
Okay, that's just a little bit of a sampler. Why do you think so many people believe that? And I just wanted to mention to you, I don't know if you've seen yet, Katie, there's a brand new Quinnipiac poll for a presidential race. And if Robert Kennedy is in the presidential race as an independent candidate against Trump and Biden, he gets 22%, which makes it very close to a three-way tie. This guy could actually carry some states. He could actually be competitive for president of the United States, right?
Well, I think that's really what powered our selection, is not necessarily how he's polling, but just the consequence of it all. He has been repeating these statements, including the statement, "We rated Pants on Fire," that you played about COVID-19 being ethnically targeted, and saying, and just insisting he's right all year long in various settings. And like you said about the example in Idaho, this movement does have consequences, this movement that he's had a large role in inspiring against vaccines. And, you know, he's made a point to say he's, quote, never been anti-vax, that is something that is assigned to him wrongly, that he just wants testing. And I think that, as we can go over, that's very disingenuous. But in terms of why people are believing what he says, even I'll stay on the example of him talking about COVID-19 affecting Caucasians and black people more severely than Jewish people and Chinese people. He was asked about that again last week on CNN. And, you know, he said, "I wish I hadn't said them," because he acknowledged it sounded disturbing and anti-Semitic. "But, you know, what I said was true." And he went on to use some very scientific terms like fur and cleave and ACE2 receptor. And he, you know, was talking about the study. And you just have to keep in mind that he has a lot of credibility with his family's name. A lot of people know him as an environmentalist and activist in his own right. And he just has this commitment to repeating his assertion very authoritatively. And he uses this data, or the appearance of data. And so it looks like he knows what he's talking about, and often he's speaking you blow past it.
What it seems to me contributes to that is he has that vocal problem, the problem with his voice, where he's struggling to get the words and the sentences out. And that, I think, makes people assume that it's sincere and more reliable. But a question, has he responded? Has he offered his thanks for winning this prestigious award?
No, we had really hoped he would respond, but we tried to reach out to his campaign. We did reach out to his campaign and have not heard back. And so, I felt by the end of our research that I could anticipate what he would say to some of these points, and so we worked that in as faithfully as we could, but I have not seen a response yet.
And any runners-up that you would like to mention for Lie of the Year?
Well, without revealing our editor's ballot, I'd like to talk about what our readers selected, because they did go a different direction. By a slim majority, 22% of votes cast, we had about 1,100 votes cast, they chose Donald Trump's claim that is false, that they are trying to make it illegal to question the results of a bad election. And I do respect the reader's choice. This was a strong contender because it wasn't just a single statement, but it really was emblematic of Trump's dismissal of the indictments against him over his actions leading up to and after Jan 6. And Trump has been successful in saying that these prosecutions are politically motivated and really about his opinion, just asking questions, when really they're about his actions to subvert the election. But he has skillfully changed the rhetoric around that.
Well, they call it the big lie. The information about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his winner for the Lie of the Year, his campaign of conspiracy theories, says PolitiFact. You can check it out. It's linked at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, and it's no lie, one of the best movies of 2023, released on Christmas Day, coming up. We'll get to that and to Leave the World Behind, which is streaming right now on Netflix, coming up on The MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Michael Medved Show, Christmas is one of those big days, not just for shopping, not just for family feasts, not just for a lot of people going to services the night before or on Christmas afternoon, whenever. It's also a big day for movies, and one of the best movies of the year, and I am just in the process of solidifying my 10 best of the year, but Boys in the Boat is definitely among them. And it is officially released on Christmas Day, but I believe they're opening it early so that people can get a look at the film. It's based on a best-selling book about an amazing story in the whole history of sports, which was in 1936, the University of Washington crew team, the rowing team, the eight guys who originally were part of the junior varsity at the University of Washington, had just an unbelievable string of successes. And this was written about in a very stirring nonfiction book. And the author of that book has now co-written a movie which is directed by George Clooney. And he's shown in the past that he's a very skilled director, even though he doesn't appear in this movie. The part that he might have played is the part of the coach for the University of Washington, the Huskies and their crew team. It's played by Joe Edgerton. And does a fabulous job, as does everyone in the cast. And basically, you get to know a little bit all of the different people who are the boys in the boat, the historic figure who helped design the boats that were so successful for the University of Washington. And even though this was not filmed in Seattle, they do a fabulous job of recreating Seattle at the height of the Depression in the 1930s, where they show the Hooverville, the shanty town that grew up in what today is SoDo. Today there are big stadiums there. There's some economic activity. There used to be just shanties where people would live, and one of those people, a guy named Joe Rance, became famous as one of the leaders of this crew team. The sound of the movie, which, by the way, features a breakout performance for a wonderful young star named Hadley Robinson, who plays the love interest of one of the oarsmen in the crew team. She is radiant and wonderful, and the film leaves you feeling great. Listen.
Amen, crew. It's the most difficult team sport in the world. The average human body is just not meant for such things. It's just not capable of such things. But average is not going to get a seat on my boat.
The starting gun is up. Oars to front stops.
Ready?
Row as one!
The Washington boat has taken the lead. Washington has done it!
The work we all did together, that boat, the boys, saw a guy.
Okay, the film is takes some liberties with the historic record. The Adolf Hitler, who appears in the film, is much better looking and more wholesome looking than the real Hitler, but he still doesn't respond well to the idea of the Berlin Olympics giving way to an American team. One of the very few things you can say against this film is, first of all, it's very old-fashioned. And if people love old-fashioned inspiring sports movies, you're definitely going to love this. It's gorgeously shot, brilliantly edited, extremely well acted. But you know what? There are no surprises because, spoiler alert, I mean, you kind of know what happened because the young people became world famous for their performance at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. By the way, a nice little cameo by an actor who's very convincing as Jesse Owens, who was another star of the Olympics. It's rated PG-13 because of some harsh experiences that some of the athletes endure. But it's 4 stars for The Boys in the Boat. And I would be surprised if anyone can see it without being, at least to some extent, enraptured. And the view of Seattle in the 30s, even though they didn't shoot it anywhere near Seattle, it was set mostly in England, is extremely appealing and convincing. Meanwhile, another very different sort of movie is a movie that's streaming on Netflix right now. And it's a movie about the end of the world. And one of the interesting things, it's a very, very peculiar choice for holiday programming because basically Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke play a very stylish couple who live in a stylish neighborhood in Brooklyn. And they decide they're going to take a weekend off in the springtime and go up to a rural part of Long Island. And when they get there, weird things start happening. And it's extremely creepy and compelling. They have 2 children who have their own struggles. But the real problem for them is what happens when your cell phones don't work, where there are no phones that work, where TV isn't received, where all of those things we depend on are pulled away from you. Then they also meet a mysterious stranger who claims to own the house that they have rented. He's played by Mahershala Ali, who is an Oscar winner. You may remember him from The Green Book. And Mahershala Ali is there, and there's also, aside from Ethan Hawke and Julia Roberts, Kevin Bacon playing a survivalist who has his own plan for coping with the breakdown of civilization all around them. The movie is called Leave the World Behind. Listen.
There's something wrong with the TV. It's all messed up.
I don't know what that means.
What could it mean? It could be over in a couple of hours.
You know something. I'm sure this will turn out to be a big nothing.
We'll look back on this one day and laugh, I guarantee you.
We shouldn't speculate. Haven't you been picking up on what's going on out there?
I don't want to panic over nothing. I don't think this is nothing. We're in this together until things get back to normal.
There is no going back to normal.
We're
going to
be okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the first 2/3 of the film is compelling and creepy. I've never seen a film before make big herds of deer look scary. This film succeeds in doing that. What it doesn't succeed in doing is giving you a big reveal at the end about what you've just seen, about what is happening here. I guess you could say it is, to some extent, a message movie. It's directed and written by a talented young director named Sam Esmail, but it's produced, the co-producers are Barack and Michelle Obama. Yeah, those people. And the film may have a message about how we are so spoiled because we depend so much on all our modern conveniences for our coffee, for our meals, for going to sleep at night, for communicating. And the end of the film is particularly queasy leaving because there's no real connecting the various dots that have been left in the course of the movie. It is rated R. There are some scenes of youthful obsessions with sexuality for one of the children, and some references to pain and suffering and fear that give it an R rating. It is streaming on Netflix. And meanwhile, it's Jeremy's note, and I think he's completely right. It's good, but not fun, not funny, and not for families. They picked the wrong holiday for release. Maybe Halloween might have worked better. Meanwhile, our holiday skip special, we are offering 20% off for Substack subscriptions. That means monthly or annually. That's now, because of the sale, only $4 per month. You can subscribe today at michaelmedved.substack.com. And coming up, we're going to be doing on Substack the top holiday movies posted over the weekend. Plus, coming up, my 10 best movies of the year, which will include Boys in the Boat. Meanwhile, wishing everybody a joyous time with family and friends, and what we can do to express gratitude for life in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.